From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. North Korean rocket launch raises fears about a possible ballistic missile program. The North Korean government says the launch was for a peaceful space mission, but its apparent noncompliance with international obligations raises questions about its real purpose. The UN Security Council Sunday vowed to adopt expeditiously a new Security Council resolution. Samantha Power is the U.S. ambassador.
We're looking forward to expeditiously consulting with our colleagues in the coming days, and we will be looking to all council members to unite around a swift and aggressive response to the DPRK's repeated violations that constitute this very direct threat to global peace and security.
The United States government condemned the launch and stepped up diplomacy to take action against North Korea. The Obama administration and U.S. lawmakers are expressing resolve to counter the North's nuclear program and military ambitions. Passage of tougher sanctions on North Korea could be expedited this week on Capitol Hill. South Korea and the U.S. will formally discuss deploying a missile defense system known as THAAD. According to the U.S. Missile Defense Agency, the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System has a truck-mounted launcher that can fire interceptors that destroy ballistic missiles. Somali security officials say they have identified a person they believe planned the bomb attack aboard a Dalo Airlines flight last week. A senior official says the suspect is linked to at least one other attack carried out by al-Shabaab militants. He says the man runs a business that serves as a cover for covert al-Shabaab operations. The man has fled and is still at large. This is VOA News. Thousands of rescue workers in Taiwan clawed through mounds of wreckage Sunday in hopes of rescuing people trapped in the rubble of a 17-story apartment building flattened by an earthquake. Authorities say Saturday's pre-dawn 6.4 magnitude quake killed at least 26 people and injured more than 500 in Tainan. A new opinion poll suggests Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and real estate mogul Donald Trump are maintaining their large leads in the northeastern U.S. state of New Hampshire, which holds a presidential primary vote Tuesday. Here are several New Hampshire voters.
I feel it's still anybody's race. It's going to be a real wild ride to see who actually comes out on top.
I'm not a Republican, so I won't be voting Republican. Voting Democratic, still a little unsure, but I think I'll be voting for Hillary Clinton this year.
The people are telling the government that something different needs to happen, and we're not happy the way it's going. So could be quite interesting.
The poll released by Monmouth University Sunday showed Trump with support from 30% of likely Republican Party voters. Trump is 16 points ahead of his closest rival, Ohio Governor John Kasich. Kasich is in a tight race for second place, along with Florida Senator Marco Rubio, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. In the Democratic race, the poll found Sanders with a 10% lead over former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. This year's Super Bowl has begun. The spectacle of the U.S. National Football League's annual championship game extends far beyond the stadium in San Francisco where the Super Bowl is being played. Teams from North Carolina and Denver are vying for the championship. Last year's game brought 114 million television viewers in the United States, making it the most watched program in history. Algeria's government has adopted a series of constitutional reforms meant to strengthen the country's democracy. The reforms put limits on the presidency and increase the power of parliament. The reforms passed Sunday with 499 lawmakers voting in favor, 16 abstentions, and several opposition lawmakers boycotting the vote. Celebrations are kicking off around the world to mark the new Chinese year, the Year of the Monkey. Chinese New Year 4713 starts February 8th of this year. The traditional celebration of Chinese New Year goes for 15 days, ending with the annual Lantern Festival. Embattled Haitian President Michel Martelly left office Sunday, as required by Haiti's constitution, thus ending a five-year term with no one elected to replace him. The former pop music star told lawmakers in Port-au-Prince that he is leaving office to contribute to constitutional normalcy. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.